Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today, I have Lori Fox, Principal of Haywood Early College, with me. Good afternoon, Ms. Fox.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're great. I was a little late, but I was glad to see Lori. She's our Principal of the Year this year, so sorry I kept you waiting for a minute.
That's okay.
I know you're busy, and being Principal of the Year is an even busier job that she's got to fill now. I was so proud of her when she got this. How many years have you been at the Early College?
This is my third year.
So her third year, and she was elected Principal of the Year by her peers, which is a huge honor. A lot of great things going on at Haywood Early College. We've had her on the show prior to talk about that. But now you're Principal of the Year. What does that mean to be voted by your peers to be Principal of the Year?
Just a great honor to represent them as the group of principals and represent Haywood County, and then represent just the longstanding tradition of good administrators in our system.
And I agree with that. And NCPAPA is our organization that's housed under NCASA, which is our School Administrators Association in the state. And they vote on that every year in May. And so congratulations to
you.
That's a huge honor. So, you know, a lot of what your peers, when they vote, part of being recognized is they're seeing the good things you're doing and what's going on. And they're like, wow, you know, they respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So in such a short amount of time, what do you think they've seen? What made them vote for Lori?
Well, just very fortunate to go into a really good school and a staff and students that were open to change. And we won the Blue Ribbon Award back in 2018, and we've just been able to sustain that and get better this year academically. But not just academically, the culture there is really, really good. Relationships between staff and students and our faculty is very, very intelligent. They work hard to present really challenging and rigorous material to our students, and our students work hard. It's just a really great place to be.
I think in the early college, it is a great place to be. It has always been a high-performing school, and I think Ms. Fox and I talked, it's they've even made leaps and bounds from that. So it's sometimes it's really hard to take a really high-performing school and to continue to move them, and I know she's very focused on that. And so tell them real quick, Blue Ribbon School, how many Blue Ribbon Schools are there?
There were 300 in the United States.
Yes.
And only 8 in North Carolina.
Only 8 in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big distinction you need to point out. And they were traveled to Washington, D.C. and celebrated that last year. So I love her signage. You got to go up and see her signage across her school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the wolves, and she's got Blue Ribbon Celebration signs.
Yeah.
And so I love to go in there. I get always a feeling that you're proud of, they're proud of their school and their accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be. One thing, too, that I notice in that I think is always one of the coolest pieces about the early college, besides just the commitment of their staff to their kids, is phenomenal. And just they all want to be the best they can be and continue to improve. None of them have arrived, and they're always seeking to get better, and I know you are too. But I also love the use of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And talk a little bit about that, because I think that some of our traditional schools look to you and they want to model that.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. So what can you say about that?
So we're one-to-one with iPads. Every student has an iPad with them daily, and they take those home to work on. And then recently we've also added MacBook Airs to every classroom. A lot of blended learning and flex learning with our faculty. That looks different in every classroom. A lot of them are writing their own interactive textbooks. It's just so neat to see learning there and the collaboration that goes on in our classrooms.
Really? How many students do you serve?
185.
Mm-hmm. So now I think a lot of people in the community, when they graduate from you, do they also have a two-year degree?
They do. So they have an associate in science or an associate in arts, depending on what they want to major in when they get to their four-year university. So we start those conversations very early with them, with their bachelor degree plan, and see how we can best match them with individual classes to meet their needs when they get where they're going.
It is a small school, but the thing, you know, there are a lot of great practices that are,
mm-hmm.
can be carried over to all our schools, and some of them are. And so she's really setting the bar high for us, and we're trying to learn and do a lot of the innovative teaching practices that we see and carry those into all of our schools. So I appreciate your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that's one of the reasons that your peers voted you, so they appreciate and respect your leadership there too. It's hard to run any school, and every
mm-hmm.
school has their set of challenges and obstacles to overcome, but you've done a great job there. So now you get to fill out a portfolio as the winner of the principal of the year. I don't know. I think it's kind of extensive. And
it's very extensive.
But she said something when we were before the show started, and she said, you know, I do want to represent our county in a great way, and I want to make sure I do a great job with that. So what does that look like? What are some of the components of that process, the portfolio?
I think our school's mission and vision is one large component, trust and mutual respect and a piece on our culture, equity within our school, community partnerships, whether they be political or with community service clubs, or in our case with our community college, and just another piece on academics and how we sustain that performance.
Yeah, and I think, and again, so it's a quite an extensive portfolio, and that is judged by a committee, and then there's an actual interview. Do you know, when is that?
That's in December, and that's for our entire region, but that's all I know at this point about that.
So it's a face-to-face interview, and she's got some good competition out there with other principals, but I know that she will represent Haywood County well. Tell if you have any advice for people that want to go into administration, and you've sat on all sides of this table now. I know there are a lot of people out there listening. What are some good things and some challenges? Just what advice could you give principals out there or people that might want to go into school administration?
It's just a really fulfilling career to deal with the students in our community. I would encourage our teacher leaders who are really interested in taking that role to go for it. Some of us are cut out to be principals, and some of us are cut out to be teachers, you know, and we need both. So just if you're interested in it, observe your principal and go spend time with them and go for it.
What are some challenges? I know you'll be asked that in your interviews. Mm-hmm. What challenges do you see facing the principalship today?
I think funding is a big one.
Oh, absolutely.
As a public school, I would say that's probably the number one challenge. And then just trying to meet every child that comes through your door, meet their needs and their learning styles.
I would agree. So you're going to do a great job representing Haywood County. I'm so proud of you and all the work you're doing. And the one thing you'll see in all great principals is a passion. And so you got to love what you do. She's right about that, and that shows. And so, again, congratulations to you and your school.
Thank you.
And I know you will represent Haywood County well. So thank you, Haywood County, for listening, and have a wonderful day.